I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, you're about to get smarter in just a few minutes with Curiosity Daily from Curiosity.com. I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer. Today, you'll learn about when you're most likely to feel hangry and how to avoid it, what scientists can learn from watching the human brain jiggle, and how a fitness class shook an entire skyscraper with help from stand-up mathematician Matt Parker.
Let's shake up some curiosity. If you sometimes find yourself unreasonably angry for no apparent reason, you might have been struck by hanger and not even know it. How would you describe being hangry, Ashley?
It's like when you're really irritable when you haven't had anything to eat. It's like you turn into a 5-year-old who hasn't had their snack.
Who's hungry and angry.
Yeah, hangry. Exactly.
Haha. Well, get this. It turns out that not being aware that you're hungry is exactly the time hanger can strike. And fortunately, researchers have found some ways to avoid that hangry feeling. A study published last year in the journal Emotion set out to find what triggered hangry feelings. The researchers theorized it wasn't due to just hunger alone. The first part of the study involved some participants who were hungry and some who weren't. They looked at images designed to evoke positive, negative, or neutral emotions. And then they were shown a Chinese character and asked to guess whether it meant something positive or negative. Everyone who saw negative images throughout the survey judged the final character as negative. But the hungrier they were, the more negative they judged it to be. But surprisingly, hungry people who saw positive or neutral pictures rated the final character no differently than the non-hungry people. This suggests that hanger isn't just about hunger. It may need a negative situation in order to strike. The same researchers then got two groups of participants, some hungry and some not, to write a story. Some participants' story prompts were designed to make them focus on how they were feeling, while others didn't involve their emotions. Afterwards, everyone was assigned a difficult computer task, but the researchers had secretly programmed the computer to crash during the task. The participants were then blamed for that diabolically planned crash and had to redo the task. Pretty surefire way to make anyone frustrated. The researchers found that participants whose story hadn't focused on their emotions reported and showed more signs of being hangry. That suggests you're most likely to feel hangry when you're less aware of how you're feeling. You may not even realize your mood is caused by hunger. Instead, you blame the world around you. Now, obviously, the best way to avoid being hangry is to avoid getting hungry in the first place. Pay attention to your body, eat regularly, and plan ahead. But that's not always possible. In that case, if you suddenly find yourself angry, take a minute to reflect on how you're feeling. Do you have a legitimate reason to be angry right now? Or do you just need a snack? Check in on yourself, and you just might be able to stop hanger in its tracks.
Did you know that your brain jiggles with every heartbeat? Recently, scientists figured out that those jiggles can help them better classify different types of neurons. And that's important because having a clearer picture of the brain structure will help scientists better understand how it works. Who knew scientists could learn so much from watching the human brain jiggle? And scientists didn't discover this by looking at brain jiggling itself, at least not at first. They started by looking at the brain's electrical activity. Neurons use electrical and chemical pulses to communicate with each other. By placing electrodes in or near the brain, scientists can monitor that electrical activity. Each time a neuron fires, they record its unique firing pattern as a waveform, kind of like the audio waveforms that our recording software is creating as I speak. Typically, neurons are classified by the shapes of the waveforms that they produce. But this isn't a super precise method, since that shape can change based on the kind of electrode you use, what's in and around the neuron, and even the brain's current state. It gives us some rough classifications, but it's a messy way to do things. A team of neuroscientists recently noticed that brain waves change their firing pattern every time the heart beats. When they looked at this more closely, they realized that the neurons weren't actually firing differently. Instead, they were ever so slightly moving. They don't even move the full width of a human hair, but that's enough to change the waveforms coming from the neuron. At first, they thought of this as distortion or noise around the neural signal. The aha moment came when the researchers realized that this distortion changed in predictable ways with every heartbeat. But that change was different with different types of neurons. That meant that by focusing on the distortion, they could learn a lot more about the type of neuron they were listening to. This has allowed them to classify neurons in living brains much more precisely than ever before. So far, they've only done this for neurons in the hippocampus, the part of the brain responsible for learning and memory. But they may be able to apply it to other regions. By learning what different types of neurons there are and how they interact, scientists will be able to better understand how our brain's physical structure gives rise to thinking, learning, and experiencing the world. All thanks to watching the human brain jiggle.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Speaking of jiggling, did you hear the one about the fitness class that moved a skyscraper? Well, we have, and it has something to do with math. It's nice to start off your week with a little bit of fun, so starting today and over the next few weeks, we're going to liven up your Mondays with some math mishaps with Matt Parker. Matt is a stand-up comedian, YouTube personality, and best-selling author with a new book called Humble Pie, pie as in P-I, When Math Goes Wrong in the Real World. The book is a number one international bestseller, even though, yeah, it's about math. That's because the book is full of funny stories about math, which both educate and entertain, kind of like this podcast. Here's Matt with one of those stories.
So there was a building in South Korea in 2011, and it was a 39-story building, and one day people were up on the top floor and the whole building suddenly started to shake. And they were like, oh my goodness, there's an earthquake or something, right? So they all came racing down the building outside to evacuate. And then they get outside and they're like, oh, wait a minute. No one else is leaving the building. And everyone's like, what are you doing? And there was no earthquake. What had happened is on the 12th floor, so a lot further down, there was a class, an exercise class, who that day decided to exercise to Snap's I've Got the Power, which I'm not going to sing. It's the song about people who have the power. And they seem very excited about this. Right? And it turns out the tempo, like the rhythm of that song, matched a frequency where the building was able to move an unexpected amount. And so we'd call this a resonant frequency of the building. And actually, the building was twisting. What was actually happening, which is incredible. And so the top floor, because people were dancing to Snap's I've Got the Power on the 12th floor, the 39th floor was moving 10 times as much as it should. And when they designed the building, the engineers, they just missed this subtlety in the math, that there's this ability for it to move in this particular rotational way. And so people are like, oh, what's the math of Snap's I've Got the Power? Well, there you are, right? And so all sorts of weird things in the physical world around us, if you look at them closely enough, we can explain them with math. And if we don't fully understand that math, then, you know, buildings start to move.
So that's sort of like, I mean, you're saying the resonant frequency. That's sort of like if you were to hum the same note as a guitar string, that guitar string would start to ring. That was kind of like what was happening to the building.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, if you pluck a guitar string, it'll play a certain note, or, you know, harmonics with that note. But then if you've got a guitar and there's music nearby, it'll match the right ones which have the same note will start to vibrate, seemingly on their own. And it's because they're just tuned, so they vibrate at that frequency. So if they're hit with that frequency, they suddenly come alive. And the same thing happens in this case, the building, not a guitar string, but it was tuned accidentally to that frequency, and happens to bridges. So there was a bridge in Tacoma in the US, which famously the way the wind caused it to flutter up and down hit the frequency at which you get like this feedback loop, and this very similar thing to a guitar string. The whole bridge starts vibrating wildly, and no one died, but the bridge, everyone evacuated, the bridge then collapsed.
Who knew resonant frequencies mattered so much? Remember, kids, math is important. Tune in next Monday for more Math Mishaps with Matt Parker, or if you're looking for a good book to read right about now, you can find a link to his book, Humble Pie, in today's show notes. Today's episode really shook me up in a good way. So let's recap what we learned, Ashley.
Well, I've definitely got the power. I've got the power for what we learned today. We learned that the next time you get angry, you should check in with yourself to see if you're hungry. You might actually just be in a foul mood because you need some food, but you don't realize it. I mean, this all goes back to that classic acronym HALT. Hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. Like, if you're feeling lousy or if you're irritated with someone, it's good to stop and be like, okay, am I hungry, angry, lonely, or tired? If you're one of those things, maybe take care of that need first and then go back to whatever you were irritated about, and you might not be so irritated.
What part of that acronym is when you run out of ice cream for dessert?
That's definitely, I think that's a, it's not hungry.
Halt? Hungry, angry, ice cream lack.
Perfect.
Lonely, tired? Yeah. Okay. And we also learned that scientists can watch the human brain jiggle to learn more about neurons, which will help us get a better understanding of the human brain, which is a pretty complicated thing. So we can use all the help we can get.
It's pretty wild to imagine that all of us right now, our brains are slightly pulsing.
I mean, we're also all hurtling around space at hundreds of thousands of miles per hour. So, you know, it's all relative.
Totally. And tons of our cells are dying right this instant. Like,
okay, we need to stop.
And we learned that people in a workout class can make an entire skyscraper shake as long as the music they're working out to matches the resonant frequency of that skyscraper. That's a little scary, but hilarious.
Just another reminder that when you understand mathematics, you've got the power. I used to listen to I've Got the Power semi-regularly because on cassette tape, showing my age, I used to have the soundtrack to the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep, totally on there. Also of note from that soundtrack, Uh-Oh, We're in Trouble by Shampoo.
No idea what song that is.
Check it out. If you're listening to this podcast on Spotify, just search Shampoo Trouble. You'll have a good time. Today's stories were written by Annie Hartman and Cameron Duke and edited by Ashley Hamer, who's the managing editor for Curiosity Daily.
Script writing was by Cody Goff and Sonia Hodgen. Curiosity Daily is produced and edited by Cody Goff.
Join us again tomorrow to learn something new in just a few minutes.
And until then, stay curious.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.